Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Tar Heels are doing it with smoke, mirrors, and marvelous team play. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Tell me beforehand that James Michael McAdoo, who had scored in double figures for 17 straight games, would play 13 minutes, foul out, and finish with 0 points. Tell me that Florida State would lead 9-0 and 21-6 and commit only 8 turnovers the entire game. Tell me the Tar Heels would miss 8 of 20 free throws and 10 of 13 three-pointers. Tell me all that, and I tell you that Carolina's 6-game winning streak is toast. Burnt toast. But right before our eyes, this has become a pretty doggone good basketball team. And I mean T-E-A-M team. It must be that with McAdoo's goose egg and Marcus Page scoring only 4 points in the first half. Yet even with J.P. Togutow in foul trouble, Kennedy Meeks steps up with his best game of the season, Bryce Johnson turns in another double-double, and Nate Britt comes back to play point guard, which turned Page loose in the second half, while Britt added 6 points to help offset the slump-ridden Leslie McDonald. Roy Williams called it a bizarre game and what he must think is the most bizarre season in his 26-year career. It's also one of his finest coaching jobs, leading the gang who can't shoot straight to 7 consecutive wins, an 8-4 record in the ACC, and almost assuredly a bid to the NCAA tournament. Going into the Duke redo Thursday night, the trip to Tallahassee wasn't a trap game. It was a tough game against the biggest team in the ACC. But old Roy has really coached up his guys. After a dreadful opening quarter in which they barely competed and looked like a team destined to be blown out, the Tar Heels started doing what was necessary to get back in the game, locking down the D and moving the ball crisply against whatever defense the Seminoles put up. It resulted in easy inside baskets, exemplified by freshman Meeks hitting 11 of 12 and only one from outside 2 feet. Just a young softy 2 weeks ago, Meeks is now squeezing the ball with both hands and going up strong at a critical time when McAdoo was watching from the bench. After Williams was asked about reaching 300 wins at UNC faster than any coach in ACC history, he named a few players over the last 11 seasons and said he has been blessed to be on the floor with all of them. That may be true, but think of what and where they all would be without him. This is Archansky. See ya.